It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal judge has granted Colorado's Secretary of State a temporary restraining order to halt the circulation of election mailers that some officials say are misleading. CPR's Paula Josseter reports that the U.S. Postal Service opposes the order.
USPS officials say achieving full compliance with the restraining order will be difficult. The Postal Service asked the court Monday to reconsider its ruling, alleging the decision was reached prematurely because they did not hold a formal hearing. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says the mailers are misleading because the information is not specific to Colorado's voting processes. I'm Paula Shasta, CPR News.
Aurora has put a moratorium on the use of the sedative ketamine, which was used on Elijah McClain before he died. Here's Denverites Esteban Hernandez.
The Aurora City Council on Monday night voted unanimously to temporarily ban the use of ketamine. The sedative was used by paramedics on Elijah McClain when he was detained by Aurora Police in August 2019. Councilmember Curtis Garner wanted to put a moratorium on its use while the city reviews McClain's death. That review will make recommendations, which could include suggestions about how paramedics use the sedative. The ban will last 30 days after a final report based on the review is submitted to the city. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Colorado Springs has tentatively chosen the members for its new Police Accountability Board. The Gazette reports the 11 people come from a wide range of backgrounds and include the leader of the area Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, a former police chief, and a grocery clerk. The city council moved to create the committee after the deaths of several black people at the hands of police, including Devon Bailey, in the Springs last year. The board will make policy recommendations but will not have direct oversight over the police department. The city council will make the final decision on board members next week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.